It is January the 11th. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker at Acker Finley for your first update of 2007. Hello, Brian.
Good to be here, Michael.
Since I saw you last, of course, you've done the month-end rebalancing at the end of December.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about energy to begin with.
Sure. Let's talk
because if you look at the Canada Focus Fund, mm-hmm. you are significantly underweight in energy. If you look at the U.S. Value 51, a 50 fund, yeah. you are significantly overweight in energy.
Right.
What's going on here? How can you like one in Canada, not like it in Canada, and like it so much in the U.S.?
This is a story that's been going on for the last year and a half. I've mentioned it several times on television, where we're actually seeing higher valuations for oil companies in Canada than you are in the U.S. I'm often asked, well, why is that? And the real issue is I don't think oils get that much respect in the U.S. But let's look at what rates of return were actually garnered in the energy group over the last year. So,
and this is astonishing. This I saw in your newsletter, and yet I had to shake my head when I read it.
When you look at energy in Canada, and again, the majority of the time we were underweight energy in Canada. Probably 8 of the 12 months we were substantially underweight in Canada. But when we actually looked at the subgroups, the 10 subgroups in the terms of the index, in terms of rates of return, believe it or not, energy only did 3%.
That is amazing. In 2006, energy returned 3%. I think the perception on the street would probably be, you know, 30.
Well, we had oil go from wherever to whatever.
And back again.
And when you look at the 10 major subgroups, actually oil in Canada came in at about 7th. In terms of rates of return. But again, it was a valuation issue. We try to drum this into our clients' heads and our certainly anyone who's listening. It's a valuation question. And oils in Canada, there was...
3% says it all.
Exactly.
Now let's go to the U.S. where you're way overweight energy still as we begin January,
right.
And you were most of last year.
But again, it goes back to our point of valuation. Most of these energy companies are dirt cheap. But let's look at what happened in the energy group of 2006. The energy group in the U.S. gained 22%. And again, when you rank the subgroups, the 10 subgroups, energy actually came in the second best of energy. So what you're seeing is really what we've been saying all along is the cheap stuff does well, but it's really an evaluation question between the two oil groups in each specific country.
And you were focusing on each as a mispriced asset.
Exactly.
It wasn't the oil story. It wasn't the news of the day.
Right, exactly. So you're looking for mispricing. Again, mispricing amongst our population, in which case that's what ends up into our portfolios. But again, this whole business and money management or whatever is about valuation. And once we have our model price in terms of what we know the valuation to be, it's a very easy process for us to garner rates of return.
Well, you must think there are mispriced assets in materials in Canada today because you are way overweight, 28% overweight in materials. Tech Cominco, one of your favorites, is still up near the top of the top 10 holdings.
Right. Materials is a substantial mispricing going on in Canada. Why? They're earning so much money. Tech Cominco is a great example. It's been in and out of our top 10, but certainly in our portfolio for the last 2.5 years. And when you just look at the cash balance of Tech Cominco, they'll report their fourth quarter. They'll have $5 billion. They're estimated to have like $7 billion of cash at year end. So, again, it's a mispricing that's going on and certainly in our top 10 in our portfolios.
Well, if you're looking for an upside to model price, look at Hudson Bay Minerals. That's in your top 10, too.
Hudson Bay, it's an amazing story. But yeah, substantial up price, substantial upside price to our model price. And again, I have to say, Michael, that these reports are has a lot of interest out there, and people are downloading these reports and having a look at them and making sure that you know, the upside to model price is there for the securities that they own themselves.
Of course, they get that at the end of the month.
Yeah, for sure.
Not at the beginning.
Exactly.
Okay, let's look at the U.S. Value 50 in just the minute we have left. Energy, you're 24% overweight in energy, and some of the names I see, Valero, a friend of yours, Oxy, ConocoPhillips, still.
Devon.
You had a good run in Devon.
Exactly. But still, these assets, these companies are hugely mispriced. As a matter of fact, even
with oil coming off since the first of the year?
Yeah, I mean, we can go back and look at the valuation of these companies over the last 10, 11 years, and these companies are trading at the same valuation as they were if oil was $20 a barrel.
Amazing.
So again, the prices move, share prices move more than what the commodity is moving in this particular case, where they're buying, and we'll see what happens.
And the earnings have been holding up, even though oil has been coming off, which tells you what?
That tells us that the analysts out there have been using anywhere from $40 to $45 a barrel anyway.
That's right.
They have been using $70 a barrel of oil. So, yeah, we've seen very little earnings erosion on these companies as the price of oil's crude has been coming down.
Great to be back talking with you again in 2007. See you again soon, Brian.
Great to be here, Michael. Thanks.